Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Track O'Brien on Radio Nova, and this is the second part of our Hours to Protect feature on fast fashion. Last week we were looking at exactly what fast fashion is and what damage it can do to our environment. And we also started to look at ways that we can make our wardrobe a little bit greener. This week we're looking at some social enterprises that are out there offering us a sustainable alternative. First up, we're going to visit the Rediscovery Centre, located in the heart of Ballymun in Dublin. Its mission is to lead Ireland's transition to a circular economy and a sustainable future by creating a fair and inclusive society that thrives within the boundaries of our natural resources. I recently met up with Aaron Murphy to find out about the Rediscover Fashion part of the centre.
Okay, so Rediscover Fashion is one of the four social enterprises based in the Rediscovery Centre. We each have this amazing kind of dedicated workshop space where we have loads of industrial equipment, loads of donated fabric. So all the materials that we're working with have been donated and diverted from landfill. We get these from people who are doing a clear out of a house. We get them from businesses. We got one invitation from an upholstery warehouse that was closing down, and quite literally they were going to be throwing the rolls of fabric in the skip unless they could find a home for them. So it's brilliant. More and more people are approaching us with donations because it's much more on people's mind that they don't want things to go to landfill and they want to find a use for these items, so which is brilliant. Kind of shows us that there is a raising, like an increasing awareness about these issues. So we use these fabrics. The team in here are on CE schemes, so they've been distanced from the workplace for whatever reason, and they are here being reintroduced to the workplace and upskilling in terms of sewing skills, in terms of circular design skills. We give a lot of workshops as well. So they will be assisting with the workshop facilitation. As a team, we work with the donated fabrics to create products that we sell upstairs in the Eco Store. We also work on a commission basis as well. So we get donations from Dublin City Council. They had all these unused or unwanted banners. Mm-hmm. had been used to advertise festivals, for example, and would have had a date on them, to advertise the festival. So that means they're single use. Once that's over, then there's no use for them. So they came to us with a load of these banners and asked us to do prototyping to see what products we could come up with. And then they commissioned us to make products for a community project that they had. It was all based around planting. So we made garden kneelers from the banners. We made plant pot holders from the banners. We made these really cool bags as well.
This is tough fabric banners. There's no paper involved.
There's a lot of plastic in them. Yeah. So, I mean, it means that they're really, like, it's a really good fabric. It's a really hard-wearing fabric. But it also means that in landfill, it'll last for like hundreds of years kind of thing. So it's these types of things that's really good to keep out of landfill and to find reuse solutions for them.
And the amount you were talking about, the amount that people donate and give different sort of textiles to you to work on. Is that becoming overwhelming, the amount? Because we're quite jammed in here.
Well, there's a lot of stuff here. I mean, like, there is a storage issue. So until things do find their kind of next life or whatever, they do need to be stored somewhere. So the storage capacity, like, we're limited in here with our storage capacity. So that means that we have to, we ask people to send emails with pictures, photos of the donation to see if we're able to use it immediately or if we have space for it, for example. But it can be overwhelming. There is just at this stage such a huge amount of unwanted textiles that. And so we work a lot with denim as well. There are just such a huge amount of jeans on this planet. And when you look into kind of the manufacturing processes of denim, they're hugely impactful environmentally. Like, there's so much water used in growing the cotton, in dyeing the denim with the indigo dye.
Yeah.
And then once the jeans are actually made fully intact, it's then that they get all the treatment, you know, like for the different like rips or tears or wear and tear that are kind of design features now.
So tell us about, if you wanted to take part in the workshop and you want to find out a bit more, you want to upskill yourself just with your own clothes at home, mm-hmm. how can you get involved?
So we run a programme of workshops here in the Rediscovery Centre that are open to the public. So it's just a matter of kind of keep an eye on our website and on Eventbrite to see if any of them will interest you. We run a very popular Introduction to the Sewing Machine workshop, which, you know, really is a kind of foundational workshop that gets people comfortable with their and confident with their sewing machine, and means that like it is the start of people's kind of sewing or altering or upcycling journeys. Once you're able to do that, able to use your machine confidently. We also run a lot of repair workshops as well, and the beauty of that is that you don't need a machine to do repairs. Mm-hmm. It's there, we kind of focus on hand stitching, which I think is really good because it makes it accessible to everybody, because all you need is a needle and thread, you know, and you don't need to know how to use a sewing machine or anything like that.
So people do want to take part. Is it a weekly thing? Is it a once-off? Is there a mix?
So for the most part, we run once-off workshops. So it's kind of a specific kind of
theme
to the workshop. But we have run some kind of courses as well. But again, it's just a matter of keeping an eye on the website.
Rediscoverycentre.ie,
yes.
Plenty going on there at Rediscover Fashion, and you'll find all their information at rediscoverycentre.ie. Another interesting enterprise that's offering a sustainable clothing alternative is a community-based clothing reuse hub based in Thomas Street in Dublin called Change Clothes. Here's the founder and CEO, Mary Fleming, to tell us all about it.
Change Clothes started because I wanted to make sustainable fashion affordable, accessible and social, and especially for people who aren't usually part of those conversations. I'd been running local clothes swaps since 2017, and after seeing the impact of textile waste firsthand while travelling in Kenya, I just felt driven to take action at a community level. So what began as a once a week pop-up in Crumlin in late 2022 has grown into a year-round clothing reuse hub now on Thomas Street. We help people get what they need from what they already have, and that can include clothes, skills and connection. So we run a permanent clothes swap shop. We offer pre-loved resale, repair cafes, upcycling and repair workshops, and lots of free resources to help communities set up their own clothing reuse projects. We also run training programs for people who are long-term unemployed. So we have our short-term Change Clothes for Good program that helps people build skills and confidence in circular fashion. And we do that through creative hands-on workshops. And then more recently, we launched our year-long tooth placements where we train participants to make new products from scrap materials. And that the whole idea is to give materials and people a second chance. And that's an area of our work that's really growing because, as we know, there's just this never-ending supply of rag material. And we need to figure out how we're going to reuse that locally and create opportunities for people. So we're always developing new products, sell them online at markets. And that's something that we're very focused on growing over the next year or two. In terms of the clothes swap, it's super simple. You bring clean, good quality clothes that you don't wear anymore, and in return you can take something new to your home. It's not a one-for-one system that we use, though. We do use a credit system, so you get between 1 to 3 tokens for everything you bring in, and you can use them to kind of take back anything that catches your eye. Everything on the rails then is worth between 1 and 3 tokens as well. It's about sharing and not shopping. And it's always affordable, social and fun. You know, it's a real kind of community buzz. You can book a slot online at changeclothes.org. And we are currently open from Friday to Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. at our Thomas Street location in Dublin 8. You can follow us on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook. We're called Change Clothes Dublin on most of those platforms. And our website is changeclothes.org. And that kind of goes into a bit about our history and all the various services we have that are, you know, we're always growing. Or you can come visit us on Thomas Street in Dublin 8. We're moving across the road to a bigger premises now in September, which is super exciting. But we're also, like, we work a lot with local authorities and community groups, so we're always out and about at events, colleges and community spaces. So have a look at the event section on our website to see where we are next, you know, if you're not able to come into Dublin 8. And lastly, I'd just like to say that secondhand can really mean second chances, you know, not just for clothes, but for people as well and our planet. Every swap, every repair, every workshop, it's just an opportunity to reduce waste and build something better together. So if you've ever wanted to get involved in climate action but having a clue where to start, your wardrobe is absolutely a great and an easy place to start, and we're here to help.
That's the Change Clothes Reuse Hub in Dublin, and you'll find everything you need to know about them at changeclothes.org. That's it for this week on Hours to Protect on Nova. Next week, we'll be back with the concluding episode on fast fashion, when we'll be revisiting ways to make your wardrobe more eco-friendly, and we'll be talking to a pre-loved clothing online store. That's Hours to Protect on Radio Nova with myself, Traco Brain, on next Sunday morning after 7.
Hours to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more.